Ask four people what their vision of the American dream is today, and you'll get four quite different responses.
When people are able to get the health care that they need without having to sell their homes, that's one big one. An American dream, frankly, would be one in which people of all beliefs are respected, and an extreme Christian view is not pushed upon everyone.
To me, the dream is connecting to our earth and taking care of our planet, not abusing it, and giving back to it, too.
To see my country spending huge amounts of money on the industrial military complex is really abhorrent to me when we're not taking care of our own people right here in America.
To me, the American dream is that when I was a high school senior, I felt like I could do anything I wanted if I was willing to just go to college and study hard. My mother didn't go to high school. I'm a college teacher. And I feel like education is a big part of my American dream.
Each of those North Bay people, Linda Burgess, Meredith Kaplan, David Martin, and Linda Hemingway, are among the hundreds who are organizing or opening their homes this weekend for a nationwide series of informal gatherings. They're part of the emerging American Dream movement to revision that term and build an active grassroots political force to realize it. Linda Burgess has some clear expectations for what will come out of the meeting at her Napa home.
Some great ideas on how we can help turn this country around in a progressive manner to help everyday people, not just the extremely mega wealthy.
She sees the American Dream movement as an overdue counterpoint to a very different wave of activism.
We who are in this movement, consider it a movement, the opposite of the Tea Party. It's just a group of people with very different ideas than the Tea Party getting together to brainstorm and come up with ways that we can move ahead.
Each of the gatherings, there are at least 13 scheduled in the North Bay on Saturday and Sunday, has been titled differently by its hosts, who are organizing the sessions with some guidance online from MoveOn.org. But Linda Hemingway, that group's council coordinator for Sonoma County, says she expects some commonality of goals will collectively emerge.
I think that there's going to be some commonality of a country in which people feel they can get ahead. There are pathways to improve your lot in life. For some, it's going to be education. For some, it's starting your own business, joining the military, whatever. That concept that we can build a life that we want if we're willing to work hard. And I think there's been some discouragement around that, the feeling that the deck is stacked, the rich have the power, and the middle class is under attack.
Those ideas will be noted, gathered, and assessed by MoveOn.org, Hemingway adds, with the intent of developing a more specific agenda by the time Congress takes its summer recess in August.
They're going to tabulate all the data and put them into categories. We're going to be given some data by the end of the month, and we're going to try to come up with an action plan to make our concerns known to elected officials and to work through the system to make a change so that working families have a better shot at the American dream.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.